a definite date for the beginning of the airlift of refugees from Cuba. The U.S. is chartering planes from 8 airlines to haul the 3,000 to 4,000 refugees a month. The Civil Aeronautics Board today gave a third airline permission for a different sort of airlift, and the board urges airlines all over the country to follow suit. National Airlines was given permission to carry free, unaddressed Christmas packages intended for servicemen in Vietnam. A final item tonight about a night that William Sawalish of Marengo, Illinois, would just as soon forget. As he tells it, last night, he lost control of his car. It bounced into a cornfield. He got out and promptly fell into an abandoned well. In the old dry well was a skunk. And while Sawalish came out of his experience with cuts, bruises, and a certain odor he can't forget. Neil Strausser, CBS News, Washington.
The news source to depend on for speed and accuracy, CBS Radio News on this CBS Radio Network station.
From Casper, it's the Warren W. Cook Show. Excitement and thrills for everyone. Surprises, mistakes, and liquors. Tonight's guest will be well-known newspaper columnist Gertie Flem, novelist Rip Flash, and actor Jet Trash. Mr. Cook's clothes are provided by Hook and Crook. And now, the Warren W. Cook Show.
Thank you, thank you.
Today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows we will share, me and you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we go to see skies of blue, skies of blue. Had enough time getting started, but maybe you're just a little downhearted. All you gotta do is count to ten.
That's Gene Pitney. It's called Today's Teardrops. That's from his album, The Big 16.
And now, on the Warren W. Cook program, another Katie quiz.
Yes. All right, a six-pack of Pepsi is all yours on this Katie quiz question, and all you have to do is call me at 44545 and tell me what is the name of an automatic recorder for atmospheric pressure. If you can give me the scientific name of an automatic recording machine for atmospheric pressure, I will give you a six-pack of Pepsi during Roy Head's brand new sounds just a little bit. And we have a winner.
But just feeling for mine. But just a itty winny bit, teeny winny bit of your love. All right, now we got time, yeah.
That's music by Roy Head, his brand new one called Just a Little Bit. We had a winner on the KD quiz question, Alexis Haas, who lives at 1123 Beaumont here in Casper, won himself a six-pack of Pepsi by telling me that the automatic recording device for atmospheric pressure is called a barograph. That's a barograph.
It's time to announce another winner in the What Kind of Man Listens to Katie contest.
Oh, joy. A rapture unforeseen.
Fifth prize, consisting of two all-expense-paid trips to
Fort Casper.
And who should win this wonderful prize? That's right, none other than Bob Young, a local radio station personality. When told of this marvelous trip, Bob said,
Well, the only way I'll go to Fort Casper is at gunpoint.
He went.
Stay tuned to Katie for more happiness and winners.
Please, please me here, Mary Wells.
Radio 1400, more music, more often, and Larry Laverne.
We love you, Fat Daddy.
Ha ha. Brand new sounds, The Beach Boys. By popular demand and 600 phone calls.
We met when she was younger.
Those are the Beach Boys. And the little girl I once knew.
The KATI Weather Watch.
Let me see here. Variable cloudiness through tomorrow, and no large temperature changes tomorrow. A little cooler tonight with variable windiness. Windiness. Winds. Windiness. Oh, well. Low tonight in the lower 30s, and the high tomorrow will be in the middle 50s until the wind blows it back down. And 40 degrees outside, and brand new sounds of Paul Revere and his Raiders. There it is, brand new sounds of Just Like Me by Paul Revere and his Raiders.
Now, another Katie classic on the Warren W. Cook Show.
Remember Stomping Through the Tulips.
Remember, smile is so inviting. Remember, then you touch my cheek. Remember, here's a story.
Ozar the Shangri-La is there, and sounds of late 63 or early 64 called Walking in the Sand. Remember all that out there on the beach?
I got sand in my shoes.
All right, Drifter, just bug out, huh? 20 minutes.
I've never changed my socks.
20 minutes past 8 o'clock. Katie Radio Fun Time outside. 40 degrees in Casper. And from out of the sky comes the blazing, breathtaking blue lightning sounds of the blue thing. Well, if Coma can do it, I can.
It is request and dedication time.
I'd do anything for you. Anything you want me to. I'd buy you.
I guess I must be doing something wrong.
Here's Steve Harris, 4:10 to 8, weekdays on The Lively One.
Yes, and we have someone on the RD line. Hello there.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
Fine.
And what's your name? Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo.
What's your name?
Alexis.
Oh, okay. How are you tonight?
Fine.
I think I asked you that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Who do you want to send the Wii 5 out to tonight?
Craig and Alice. Craig and Susan and Mike and Alice and Marlon, Jackie, Jeff, Greg, Steve, and Joe.
Okay, we'll do it, Alexis. Thanks for calling me tonight.
Okay.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain. Just to ease my pain. I got trouble. I got worried. Oh, I came home again. But I woke up this morning. I got
Join the Space Age Youth Program for fun and frolicking. There's space for you and the Campfire Girls. Today's program for today's girl.
In KATI's never-ending quest to keep you abreast of what's happening now, we proudly present Warren W. Cook and a clump of information. Now, here is that clump.
Thank you. Flash, Flash. It isn't that Fat Daddy is actually fat. It's getting toward Christmas time and he has a Santa Claus complex.
You have just heard Warren W. Cook and a clump of information.
Too bad he can't grow a beard.
I keep on dancing for
those are the Gentries and Keep On Dancing. Stay tuned for Platterful. Coming your way next, we'll have a brand new song on. You can vote for it at that time. That's at 8:30. Tonight's Platterful will be followed, of course, by the brand new Fab 14 Survey, freshly prepared, roasted to a golden tan.
First in service to our community, this is KATI Casper, Family Radio, a proud member of the National Association of Broadcasters and a subscriber to the Radio Code of Good Practice. As a member of NAB, KATI is pleased to present the very best in radio programming. KATI honors the restrictions prescribed by the NAB without over-commercialization or other forms of poor programming. Our audience is our most important consideration. A promise to you from Casper Family Radio.
It's ex post facto, friends. I was brought in before they joined it.
And now hold everything, listeners. It's time for the Warren Cook Platter Poll. It seems we at the station have just received a new recording, and although we know full well what we would do with it, we'd be interested to know your reaction. And so, for your approval or disapproval, here is a brand new record. After you've heard the entire record, rush headlong to the telephone and call up Warren Cook. All you have to say is yes or no, depending on whether or not you want us to continue playing it. Are you ready? Then here it is.
There's a great new thing that you're the blues. Everybody can do it.
Those are the Sneakers with tonight's Platter Pull record on the Warren W. Cook Show. The name of the song is Soul Sneaker. And now why don't you call me on either of the two Katy Radio fun lines and voice your choice, yes or no, depending on whether you like it or didn't.
Here, Warren W. Cook, 8 to 1, weekdays on The Lively One.
Number 14, brand new.
Baby, don't you cry.
get that feeling? You want to kiss and hug her? Do it now. Tell her you love her. Don't do to your mom what I did to mine. She grew so lonely in the end. Angels picked her for their friend.
Never.
And I can never go home.
Never.
Anymore.
Those are the Shangri-Las, brand new Fab 14 sound on number 14, and brand new sound even anyway. Yes, number 13 will be coming your way next.
Katie is the station that broadcasts 20 hours a day. First on with the music first at 5 a.m., last off with the music that lasts at 1 a.m. Katie is the station that swings.
Yes, it swings. And if you like records, any of the records you hear throughout the day on Lively One, drop into the Wyoming Distributing Company. They're located at 540 East Yellowstone Street here in Casper. They have albums, 45s, records on sale down there, little booths that you can go in and, listen to records. Something. Anyway, go into Wyoming Distributing, 540 East Yellowstone Street, and tell them that Warren W. Cook sent you in so you can be drop-kicked out the front door. You can keep voting on the Platterful record tonight, Soul Sneaker. This is number 13. Those are the Rolling Stones, and hey you, get off my cloud.
Here, Dear Abby, at 9:30, weekdays on The Lively One.
And we'll have the results on the Platterpool record tonight, right after you hear from the Four Seasons.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
We got a lot of love between.
Those are the Four Seasons running around with their number 12, Sticky Poo, there on the Fab 14. It's called Let's Hang On.
And now here is the result of the Warren Cook Platter Poll. Oh, goody. I must say that you, our radio audience, have exquisite taste. And so, thanks to you, our newest record stands an even greater chance for success. Isn't it just thrilling to know you've made someone's wildest dreams come true? You'll hear the winner again right after the next newscast. Be sure and listen, and thank you.
Tonight's Platter Poll winner by the Sneakers, called Soul Sneaker, won by 13 yes votes and only 4 no votes. You'll hear it at 9:03 right after Katy Radio 9 o'clock news.
Once I knew a country boy who had a 5-piece band, without a doubt the wildest guitar picker in the land. One Friday night the banjo player failed to make the show. Bill had to make his guitar sound just like an old banjo. And that record made a hit, so he joined the roadshow to make the most of it. One night in Tallahassee, the steel man lost his bar. Bill had to make his guitar sound just like a steel guitar. Oh, take it away, Leon. The steel man found his bar all right, but the sax man found it first. In his girlfriend's Cadillac, it seems he thought the worst. The sax man chewed his mouthpiece up that night in San Antonio. Bill had to make his guitar sound just like a saxophone. Well, the bass man was a lover, a master at the art. Every time he left the town, he left a broken heart. He met his match in New Orleans and had to be replaced. Bill had to make his guitar sound just like an upright bass. You heard him make his guitar sound just like an old banjo. Steel guitar, a saxophone, an upright bass and so. Just in case you're wondering who's got so many hands, well, here he is, turn him loose. Hillball, the one-man band.
Well, he more or less announced his own record, Phil Baugh and the one-man band. From the KD Radio Library of Country and Western Music. Yeah. Number 11. Thank you. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. It's called A Taste of Honey. Katy Radio Time, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock, with the temperature reading outside of 40 degrees in Casper. The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag promises liberty and justice for all in this nation under God. Remember it as you worship this week and put your faith to work every day.
KATI, Radio 1400, home of Arthur Godfrey and the good music.
Also on CBS Radio, hear Dear Abby, weekday mornings at 9:30. This is Lennon McCartney penned. Number 10.
Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall.